Devil's Tower is actually over by the Black Hills of Wyoming. A lot of people don't realize that the Black Hills also extends over into Wyoming. So Devil's Tower National Monument is surrounded by the Black Hills, and it is also our nation's first national monument proclaimed by Theodore Roosevelt in 1906.
I believe again that the American people are, as a whole, capable of self-control.
Devil's Tower actually is a very sacred place for Native Americans.
Yes, it is. It's very sacred. In fact, there's several different kinds of Indian legends out there that talks about Devil's Tower. Basically, one of my favorites would be the story of the bear who was trying to eat seven little sisters. And they basically were running around, they were running around Devil's Tower, and they were kind of up to no good, and they were making all kinds of noise. And they woke up the sleeping bear, and he got up and rawr, and he was, growling, and he was really hungry, and they screamed, ah! And they took off running, and he's chasing them. And luckily, they found this kind of like a tree stump or a rock, and they jumped up on top of it, and they were praying to the Great Spirit, oh, please save us, Great Spirit. We don't want the bear to eat us. And the rock just kept growing and growing and get big and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the bear was clawing at the sides of the gigantic volcanic rock and just clawing and clawing. And the sisters, they were just screaming and crying and so scared, and they kept praying. And then all of a sudden, a gigantic eagle flew down and picked them up and put them way up in the sky and put them in there. And they're forevermore still there, and they are known as the wonderful constellation, the Seven Sisters, also known as the Pleiades. And so, but the bear was angry because he wanted to eat those seven little sisters, and he was running and running, and he ran all the way over to Sturgis, South Dakota, and he laid down and took another nap, and he formed the big, beautiful mountain known as Bear Butte, Mato Tepila. And nowadays, they tell all the little children, whatever you do, be very courteous and respectful and very quiet here. It's a very sacred place because you don't want to wake up the sleeping bear.
And we're actually near Bear Butte right now.
Yes, we are. Bear Butte, also known as Bear Mountain or Mato Tepila. It is very sacred to many Native American tribes, too many to mention, but particularly the Cheyenne and the Sioux people.
We are actually across from Bear Butte along this beautiful lake. And can you kind of describe the natural beauty that we see here at the bottom of Bear Butte?
Oh, yes. Bear Butte is one of my favorite places, and the lake is just gorgeous. Right now, we are in what's called the Fort Meade Recreation Area, and it's a great fishing spot. Right now, there's birds all around us. As we look to the west, the Black Hills, beautiful Black Hills National Forest is off in the distance, and you can actually see why they call the Black Hills right now. Because over 90% of the Black Hills forest is dominated by the ponderosa pine tree. And when you see those beautiful green pine trees from a long ways away, they make the hills appear black, hence the name the Black Hills. But we are also right at the base of Bear Butte currently, and Bear Butte is approximately 4,422 feet, and we are at the base at the beautiful Bear Butte Lake. So if you ever have a chance to come out here and check out this beautiful recreation area, you'll be glad you did. And it's usually not very crowded, and it's just a gorgeous place to take your family.
The trees are so famous with the Black Hills, and you had some interesting facts and figures about the trees that you see.
Yes, we have an array of different kinds of trees, coniferous trees, which would be the trees with the pine cones, and then the deciduous trees, the trees that lose their leaves every year. But yeah, the Black Hills spruce is also a wonderful tree, and the Black Hills spruce is actually a one-of-a-kind, a very unique tree, and it's considered our South Dakota state tree because it is so unique. The Black Hills spruce is actually a subspecies of the white spruce, but because it's been isolated for so long here in the Black Hills National Forest, it became its very own unique species. And so the Black Hills spruce is a wonderful tree. It's more like an ornamental, like a Christmas tree. And so that's the type of tree people go out and look for when they're looking for just the right kind of a Christmas tree. And then also we have the ponderosa pine tree, which is most of our coniferous trees that we have here in the Black Hills. And the ponderosa pine tree gets a beautiful orange color on the south-facing side of the tree. The sun actually hits the south-facing side of the tree for most of the day, which lightens the bark and makes it kind of a yellowish orange color. And so you always know what direction you're going in the Black Hills, because all you have to do is find a large, mature ponderosa pine tree, because on the south-facing side of the tree, the orange will be bark. Or excuse me, the bark will be orange. Sorry about that. And that orange bark smells just like butterscotch. And some say vanilla, some say butterscotch. I'd like to believe it's vanilla ice cream with butterscotch topping. And it's actually coming from the inner bark of the ponderosa pine tree. And it smells so good. So if you're ever out there hiking in the Black Hills, you gotta walk up to the ponderosa pine tree, find the orangest bark you can find, and stick your nose right into the crack and take a deep whiff. And on a hot day especially, you will be absolutely amazed how good that inner bark that permeates out of the tree. Oh, and it's also known as cabrium, by the way. It smells so good. And some people, you know, it smells so good, they try to take a little taste of the bark, but don't do that. It really doesn't taste too good. The tree just smells really good, and it's a fun experience for all ages.
Karen, you were raised out here in the Black Hills. You've been a tour guide for just about 30 years. What inspires you about the Black Hills?
Oh my gosh, what doesn't inspire me about the Black Hills? How long do you have? Do you have all day? No, no, but really, I mean, the Black Hills are just an amazing spot. The Black Hills National Forest is 1.2 million acres. So many people that visit this region, they have no idea everything there is to do here. It's Mount Rushmore and so much more. There's so much to do here. Oh, and if you don't know how big an acre is, it's approximately the size of a football field. Just take away the end zones. So that always puts it in really good perspective. That's like over a million football fields. That's how large the Black Hills National Forest is. It's also over 120 miles long by 70 miles wide, and it's also considered one of the oldest mountain ranges in the world. So I just love the Black Hills, and I want to tell you everything about it.
Way down in South Dakota, on the Needles Highway, there's a lone elephantine. of Mohawk.